This is Hurricane Hotline on AM 560 and 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com. Now, back to Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Canes, Joe Zagacki.
Ball at the 45 of Florida State. Off the right hash mark. Here's the snap. Hornibrook looking in trouble and drilled. Brought down by Rousseau and Hill. He looked one way. He saw Hill. He looked the other way. A freight train known with desire of Greg Rousseau. Five sacks for Miami. And Hornibrook gets up with his jersey and pants filled with grass and mud stains. And welcome back to the show. And speaking of which, Greg Rousseau, the ACC's Rookie Defensive Player of the Year, is our guest, Don Bailey. How are you tonight?
I'm great, man. Huh? Great to hear from our ACC Rookie of the Year.
All right, Greg, welcome to the show. Congratulations, ACC Rookie Defensive Player of the Year.
Thank you. It's really a blessing.
Let's talk a little bit about that season, or this past season, 12 sacks for you, 13 sacks for you. When did you start feeling that, feeling comfortable and feeling like you would have a great impact in the pass rush?
Honestly, I always felt comfortable. There wasn't really a huge process to it. I just knew if I just kept working every single week that, like, my hard work would just pay off.
Greg, you obviously lit it up towards the end of the year. And we're very, very proud of you on how you've handled that, by the way, and your humility through all of this. And you're feeding off each other, Garvin and Hill and that whole group. Have they taught you a lot of things as well as Coach Stroud?
Yeah, definitely. Coach Stroud, he's a technician. Like, he has so much wisdom. He knows so much. And then being with Garvin and Neil, those older guys, being in the room with them has been great also, because It's just like I can always learn something from them, because they're such great pass rushers. You know, I can never stop getting better when I'm around people like that every single day. So they're honestly all blessings in my life, the whole entire D-line included.
You had, obviously, Greg, a great year. With one more game to go, a bowl game. We'll talk about that in a moment. But moving forward, some people would look at that and say, okay, 13 sacks, 12, 13 sacks. How do you improve on that? But the other, because it's such a large number, but there are going to be this.
14,
there are going to be these expectations out there. So I don't know if you reach that number again. But how do you not settle for where you are? How do you keep fighting to get even better?
You know, it's never settled. Be great for me, honestly. But I'm gonna just keep on working hard. And giving it my all. If I get 5 sacks in a season, or 10, or a million, like, it really doesn't matter to me. As long as I know that I'm giving my all for the team, then, like, I'm happy with that, honestly. And then everything else just comes.
All right, so you got to help us and explain this to our many, many listeners and Hurricane fans, that where this Miami offensive line is. I study them very, very hard, and at the same time study your D front. But this offensive line positively improved as the year went on. They didn't have a great day number-wise against Duke, but they also were down to number 3 and number 4 as far as guys off the bench, or if you want to look at it that way, it would be 7, 8, or 9. Give us your analysis of the Miami offensive line.
Honestly, I think they're really great players. And they're really young too, so the whole season they were just building and just getting better every single week. Like, even though it doesn't always look good, you know their hearts are definitely in it, and they're hardworking kids, and they're going to be great.
Greg Rousseau is our guest. Greg was named ACC Rookie of the Year, Defensive Rookie of the Year. Next year, perhaps, you'll be named Player of the Year. That'd be a good place to start. When you start drawing up, rephrase that. When you start drawing up your goals, maybe it's for the bowl game or going into next year, what do you think some of them are going to be? What do you want them to be? What do you think is going to be important to you to achieve at the University of Miami?
Honestly, I feel like all the accolades and stuff, they come, but just for me, it's just never slowing down and just always getting better and improving, because I have so much I have so many things in my game I can work on. And then also just pulling along teammates and pulling along my my boys with me on the field and just bringing us to that great level that we know we could be at, that elite level.
Shaq Quarterman is, I believe it's 52 coming up, isn't it, Joseph? Game number 52, I
believe.
Might
be 53.
52 or 53 consecutive. Can you describe what he means, you know, to the football team, but even bigger picture, what is his legacy going to be that he's going to leave at the University of Miami?
I mean, honestly, I feel like he's one of the greats as a linebacker to come through our university. And then, like, I've always looked up to Shaq even since before I got here. I was like, wow, starting as a freshman, just really just inspirational. And just being able to play with him this year has been a blessing. He's really that rock, like, in the middle of our defense. Like, when you're playing DN and you turn around and you see Shaq behind you, like, man, like, all I got to do is do my job, because you know 55 is going to get it right. You know, like, he's somebody we all trust, and he was just that dude that we all looked up to in the defense. And it was just a blessing just to play beside him, honestly.
Greg Rousseau, 18 tackles for losses, 14 sacks this year. You had 49 tackles, and 18 of them were behind the line of scrimmage. That's a phenomenal number. All right, so now the season did not finish the way you wanted, the way anybody wanted. How do you repair it? How do you fix the last 2 weeks of the season with a bowl game coming up?
Just prepare for the bowl game. With our best preparation of the year, and to go out there and just play hard and play for our brothers one last time. And just, we have, because Dia tells us we have the chance to end the season with a trophy this year, and we don't do that. We haven't done that often in the last couple of years. So just being able to do that would be huge for our program, and we're excited to go out there and get a win against whoever we play.
When you look at your career to date, you were redshirted last season, and that was due to injury. But now that you can look in the rearview mirror, being only a freshman, the difference between year one and year two physically has got to be huge for you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely got stronger and faster and more coordinated. And that's really a big shout-out to Coach Feely and his staff. They've done a great job. The rehab people with my ankle, this whole training room, I mean, they all helped me get back, like, in a great way. And then now I'm just reaping the benefits.
What do you do now, Greg, between now and when bowl practices start back up? We'll figure out where the bowl game is going to be this weekend. This is exam time, right? So I guess from a standpoint of academics, this is kind of a busy time for you.
Yeah. Working on a lot of assignments, typing some papers. Also, still making sure I'm conditioned and working out, because when I come back from bowl practice, I don't want to be super out of shape or dead tired.
You know, Greg, you somewhat for on a national level or conference level, you somewhat were snuck onto the scene this year. You know, Joe and I have been at practice, and we've watched you and do great things since the minute you stepped on campus. How do you handle now that the word is out against every opponent in the whole conference and nationally that you're going to be schemed up every single game or actually every single play you go from here on out?
Really just bringing my game to the next level. And obviously that's a big challenge, like getting chip blocks and stuff like that. But it's I'm up for a challenge, though. It's going to be exciting. And I can't wait to see how teams prepare for me. And also, that opens up opportunities for other teammates, so that's cool too.
Well, that's the right mindset. But that's the inspiration for somebody that's competitive, is the more they throw at you, the better you got to get.
Exactly. That's how I'm looking at it. You got to get better and keep improving.
Now, pick up on Don's point, by the way. This is probably more advice than question. But a tidal wave of publicity is going to be coming your way in the offseason going into next year, because you'll have a lot of preseason accolades. It'll be, you know, people voting on all ACC teams and voting nationally. So you'll have a lot of things coming your way that you'll have to prioritize. This is going to be probably a very big off season for you, not only physically, but also mentally, to make sure that everything is in order.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. And just keeping my head down and just working, that's going to solve that. And just being the same guy, not letting anything change me, and just keep on going hard. And I feel like I'll be fine.
You know, Greg, I always watch the one-on-one pass rush sessions at practice, and I thoroughly enjoy watching Coach Stroud and what a great technician he is. I think that's flown under the radar a little bit this year with how much attention he spends to detail. How has he impacted not only the offensive line, but you personally in your pass rush and run defense?
A lot for sure. I learned a lot of new techniques from him, and then a lot of just small things like just having that perfect first step with the perfect angle, like bringing the challenge to the offensive lineman and not letting him come punch you, just little things like that, and like just ball get off, stuff like that. Stroud takes so seriously. So I feel like he's really been a blessing in all of the D linemen's lives, and he's been just great, and he's really an inspiration too.
When you get to this time of the year and you start moving into the bowl game or a bowl game that you're going to play in, it's also a transition time. Don mentioned Shaq and Mike Pinckney, but those guys are going to pass the torch now on to players like you and DJ Ivy and Blades and let's see, who else would be in that mix? You have some of the young guys, some of the younger guys. Jafari Harvey. And so this year you look at it, you go 6-6. There were games that you probably thought you were going to win, did not win. In the off season, what do you guys do to try to push that forward, to go from 6-10 or whatever the number might be?
Honestly, just bringing every single day in the off season and just working hard with Coach Philly, of course, and just never losing sight and remembering how like it feels to lose on those Saturday nights, and just making sure we get it right next year. Yeah. And I feel like those young guys are really going to help us out too.
When you look into that locker room, I mean, you're going to start practice right away. Are you going to try to institute a new mindset immediately on how to get over the last two losses? And this is a new year right now.
Yeah. And honestly, the mindset for us is just like all you can do is work, because we work hard. We worked hard last year, but just paying more attention to detail and the little things, that should help us out a lot too.
Yeah, well, when it comes to working hard, I can attest, you work hard. I see you coming off the field, and we've talked a couple of times, and I know it's important to you. And I don't know, maybe the lesson is out of the last 2 weeks that losing is not much fun, right? I mean, losing probably hurts. Yeah. The old line is losing hurts more than winning feels good.
Yeah, facts. It's tough.
Greg, I just want you to know you've also been nominated to see me at least every other post-game show after the football season next year. So we're going to start this coming year after the bowl game. I'm going to find you. Get used to it. I'll get you warmed up for next season, okay?
All right. That's cool with me.
All right, Greg. Congratulations on the award. Congratulations on the season you put together. We'll see you when practice returns. And the very best of luck to you in the bowl game coming up.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
All right. That's Greg Rousseau, Hurricanes defensive end. Heck of a kid. ACC Rookie Defensive Player of the Year, Offensive Player of the Year. Do you know who it went to? Who do you think it went to?
Quarterback.
The quarterback from North Carolina. How?
Well, but look what he's done to that. Look what he's done to that team, right?
Oh, yeah, I mean, sure.
And look what he's done to the future for that team. You don't think that kid's going to help their recruiting and help that whole process? And
yeah.
I was impressed with him. What was it, their week two, too? It was their, no, it was two. Their week one.
No, it was week two for them. They played South Carolina.
Okay, first. That's right. So week two. He didn't look week two.
He didn't look week two about the third pass of the game where he sailed it down the left sideline for a touchdown. Like, that's a freshman.
Yeah. And I want to go back to Greg Rousseau for a minute, right? So nobody lives it or dies it more than you or I do when it comes to the wins and the losses, right?
Yeah.
But you watch somebody like this and you see them grow – and you see their attitude and you see their production on the field, and it's like a fairy tale. You know, you're part of a fairy tale where this guy's coming in here, and you can tell right now, you want to know who one of your leaders are going to be? Right there.
Well, he's going to be on one side. I'll be excited to see Harvey on the other. Now, Harvey has four games, so
he's done.
He can't play. I mean, right, you don't want to blow the red shirt. But he was impressive in practice. They got to get a lot more. Greg Rousseau's and Harvey's. They're going to have to find some more defensive ends because he's going to be eligible at the end of next year.
That's correct.
He's a red shirt sophomore.
Thank
He'll
goodness
be eligible.
Patchen's coming back. I mean, I don't know if that works out, right?
Yeah.
He's petitioning,
well, he's petitioning
for a six-year.
Yeah.
And if you know, due to the tremendous amount of injuries he's had and lost time in the beginning of his career, but he will be a huge component to that as well.